Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 400 for Thursday, May 21st. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was higher Thursday as concerns mounted about recent cold, wet weather in Western Canada that brought frost to some regions. Canola was up $4 to $5, with the most active July contract up $4.10 at $462.60 per ton. Traders are still assessing how much damage was done over the weekend by the frost in Western Canada. Some reports say temperatures dipped as low as minus 5 to minus 7. Advances in U.S. soy oil were supportive for canola. Malaysian palm oil was also firmer, while farmer selling was sluggish, which supported canola values. However, losses in U.S. soybeans and soy meal did limit the gains. Large world supplies of soybeans also cast a bearish influence over the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 1 to 2 cents, with the July contract down 2 at $9.38 per bushel. Values were under pressure as near-perfect conditions across much of the U.S. Midwest raised more expectations for a bumper harvest. Another round of short covering could be coming too by speculators who own a record-large position in oil seeds. Crews in Argentina are still working to free a ship that ran aground at the country's busiest port, disrupting shipments for a second day. Corn was 4 cents higher, with the most active July contract at $3.64 a bushel. Corn values enjoyed spillover strength from U.S. wheat. The shipping problem in Argentina raised concerns for buyers as the blockade comes in the middle of the corn harvest season down there. 7,000 corn contracts were sold yesterday, which was a good indicator for future demand in the U.S. Prime growing conditions in the U.S. Midwest did limit the gains. Wheat was 10 to 11 cents higher, with a July contract in Chicago up 10 cents at $5.23 a bushel. Some large funds have now entered the market as continued wet weather in the U.S. southern plains, especially Texas and Oklahoma, is threatening to damage the quality and size of the crops there. Weather forecasts suggest the rain could be there for the next week or so. If the rain lasts for too long, experts worry too much protein in the wheat could get lost. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, May 21st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.